Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's head to the phone lines right now. There's a lot of things to talk to Matt Verderam about with Sports Illustrated. Really excited to get his perspective on things. Matt, how you doing, my man?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think that training camp for the Chiefs was a success. I know they still have a couple of practices. You and I both know once they go back after that first preseason game, we're just simply passing the time in training camp. A lot of the heavy lifting is done for the most part. I think that this training camp was figuring out who their left tackle was and figuring out what the plan was going to be for Jalen Moore and making sure that the defense was all in order. I think they've accomplished most of those things. I think this was a very successful camp for the Chiefs.
Yeah. You know, look, I mean, ultimately, they got out of it without any major injuries, right? I mean, Fulton just comes off the PUP list today. Tranquil came back to practice. You know, Rice is fine. It seems, you know, Brown is fine. They, I think, have a pretty good idea of this roster at this point, even before the preseason. Look, they've always known, even going to the camp, it's probably 47, 48 guys were total locks. But, yeah, they're in a spot that most teams aren't, which is to say they go into their first preseason game sitting there going, no big injuries, know the roster, and can pretty much use the rest of this summer to kind of set up for week one and beyond.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Matt Verderam, just getting his thoughts on the Chiefs. We'll transition to some national stories as well. Do you agree with what the plan is going to be for Jalen Moore? I would start him at right tackle and just position yourself for the next 2 years about what you want to do. It seems to me like he's going to be a break in case of emergency at right tackle or left guard. I know that Kingsley has the job now, but I mean, they as an organization have shown if Kingsley's not performing, they will happily replace him. I still think there's a chance that Jalen Moore starts week 4 for the Chiefs.
I agree with you on all counts. Look, I would really think about, as you just said, starting him at right tackle. Because you've seen 2 years of Juwan Taylor. I don't know what other evidence you need that he can at times be fine at right tackle, but he's going to take a league-leading amount of penalties. He's going to make mistakes that cost you drives, even beyond the penalties, just the, you know, missing a block, making a mental error. And I think if you're the Chiefs, you're saving $20 million bucks after this year by cutting him. I don't see any world where that doesn't happen. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it would make a lot of sense. Look, I was in camp. I was at Chiefs camp on Wednesday, and, you know, Moore was rotating in with Taylor. I wouldn't be shocked if we're sitting here at a month or a month and a half and going, yeah, he's starting the right tackle. I think it's completely in play.
Are you buying the Josh Simmons hype? I feel like he's been one of the more discussed rookies in all of training camps, not just in Chiefs camp, but around the league. I mean, we have heard a lot of people chime in. We had Jeff Allen. We both know him well. He compared him to Trent Williams. A.Q. Shipley was on the Pat McAfee show, said the Chiefs have their forever left tackle, and he's going to be somebody they can put there for a decade or so. You've been there. You've seen it. You talk to people in the organization. Are you buying the Josh Simmons hype?
I want to see him play some games before we get as far as some of these people have gotten. Listen, I respect anybody's opinion, certainly anybody who's played in the league. I did see him. And look, there are times you can see why people feel the way they do. I mean, he had some reps even yesterday where you watched him, and just that's just different. I mean, that's different than any left tackle they've had in a long time. At the same point, he's a rookie. And, you know, teams are going to throw different things at him. They're going to run games at him. They're going to run stunts and twists. They're going to try to do different things. And he's going to have his you know, learning moments as the year goes. You just hope that is, you know, the learning moment doesn't result in Mahomes getting planted. But I can understand, having watched him, why there is a thought that, hey, look, this guy is going to be the left tackle for the rest of Mahomes' career. I mean, I get it. I am very conservative with that stuff. Let's see him week one against the Chargers. Let's see him week two against the Eagles. Let's see him week three against a very good Giants pass rush. I think the hype is justified, but I also would tell people, like, he's still a rookie, and you still should expect some up and down.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam, going through some of the storylines at camp. This is one thing that I've noticed when it comes to the wide receiver room, and I want to get your thoughts on Rashee Rice and what the possible suspension is going to be. I just think that worrying about injuries and dealing with injuries is just something you're going to have to do with this Chiefs team. You're getting Rashee Rice back from a knee injury. Now it's a groin injury. We've talked about Hollywood Brown over the course of his career. That's always a lingering thing. Xavier Worthy is 5'10", 180 pounds. Those guys usually don't play 10 years uninterrupted and play in all 17 games. I just think that's a storyline, whether it's with those three guys I mentioned or Juju or anybody else. I just think it's always kind of be a who's available, who's not available when it comes to that wide receiver room. I don't know if you can count on everybody being there every single week.
No, you probably can't. You know, Carrington, I'd also say this, and you know this, and Avery has covered them, and frankly, even the league when you look at great teams. The Chiefs would, of course, never say this publicly. They know they're going to be in the playoffs. They know they're going to win 12, 13, 14 games. The whole thing that matters for them is who's there in January. That's it. Like, they don't care if Hollywood misses a month. They don't – I mean, look, obviously they prefer Rice as their full 17 games, but if he's suspended and, you know, let's say for a month to 6 weeks, like whatever, fine. I mean, they'll survive it. They know it. As long as Mahomes is upright, that team's going to win the division. We can skip the whole song and dance that happens nationally every year. You know, I cover the league nationally. Like, this idea that they're not going to win the division, they're going to win the division. They're going to win the division in the same way that Manning won the division every year, in the same way Brady won the division every year, in the same way Montana won his division every year. Those guys win their divisions. He's going to win the division. So, like, they're sitting there going, look, are we the one seed? How many games do we have to play? Who do we have to play and where from January? And if their guys are healthy, then they're good. They're fine. That's all they care about.
We just talked about this right before you got here. I understand the improvements that the other three teams in the AFC West have made at coach and quarterback. You've got Hall of Fame coaches, championship level coaches, good quarterbacks from top to bottom in the division. But, I mean, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me at some point. And it's one thing to have these conversations in August. I got to see the Chargers win a really important game in December or January. I got to see the Broncos. They had two chances last year at the end of the season. They lost to the Chargers and the Bengals at the end of the season and kind of limped into the postseason. So I fully respect the other teams in the AFC West, but you got to show me when it matters most you can beat Kansas City.
I respect their teams in the AFC West from the standpoint that they're competitive. I don't respect them to win the division because they're not going to win the division. They're not as good as Kansas City. They're not even close. Kansas City last year didn't play the last week of the season and won that division by 4 games. That division was mathematically clinched before December. They beat out Denver by 6 games, and had they played the last week of the year, they could have beat them out by 8. 8. That's like if a team won going 11-6 and somebody else in the division was 3-14. That's the same gap. Like it's not close. It's really not. Look, it's fun and it's kind of in vogue, you know, right? Like we all sit here and we make our predictions and we look and we try to see what's going to be different. If Patrick Mahomes plays 17 games, they're winning the division. There is no shot for the Chargers. Now, look, the Chargers already, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the results are. But obviously, unfortunately, today seems like there could be a pretty major injury with Rashawn Slater. I mean, these are teams, like, they have to have everything go right. I mean, everything. And then they've got to hope that the Chiefs just don't play well for a huge chunk of the year to have a shot to win the division. And frankly, it's just very difficult. And that's why, again, the Bradys, the Mannings, the Montanas, the Staubachs, they win their divisions every year. They just do. Like, those great quarterbacks, you pretty much pencil them in for a divisional round game, and then you go from there.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. So it sounds to me like you're not really buying into this one-score argument, because I think the case that a lot of people are making is Kansas City won almost every 50-50 game last year. Every coin flip game, it landed heads for the Chiefs. I think people are thinking now, if you flip that coin 9 times, it's not going 9 times to Kansas City. Maybe it goes 6 times to Kansas City, and then that's the gap for the Broncos, Chargers, Raiders to then close it between them and the Chiefs.
No, I don't buy it, because they're not some random team that showed up out of nowhere. This isn't the Kirk Cousins Vikings team that did that one year, and they were like 10-0 in one score games. I mean, everybody loves that stat. I forget what it's up to now, 17 or 18 times now in a row where they've won a one score game. And they're like, well, you know, the last team that did this was the 03-04 Patriots. Yes, there's a reason. The team was great. They won all the time. And the Chiefs are also, too, like, look, this is an argument that certainly can be had both ways. The Chiefs in a lot of these games, they are everybody's Super Bowl. They are every.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Single opponent's biggest game of the year. They don't care about Jacksonville in week 5. I mean, they want to win. They're going to play hard, but they're not sitting there going, oh, hey, Monday Night Football, we got to get up for that one. Like, yeah, great. It's Monday Night Football in week 5. Great. We've been 50 bigger games in this in the last 4 years. And so I think sometimes these games are close because of boredom. I think they're close because the Chiefs aren't going to show their 10 best plays on third down and their 15 best plays in the red zone. But also, too, the Chiefs are healthier this year. Rice is there. Brown is there. They added a left tackle in Simmons. They added insurance and more. You know, I mean, they are getting back a ton of guys. Watson missed most of last year. They added Christian Fulton, who came off tough today. Like, it's just, look, I'm not saying they're going to go 15-2. They're probably not going 15-2, but I think they're probably going to go like 13-4. And I don't think Denver or the Chargers have any shot in the world of winning 13 games.
I want to get your thoughts on Rashee Rice. I'm looking at the Jordan Addison as a little bit of a template for what a suspension looks like. Last year, Alvin Kamara, he and his friends beat somebody up in a Las Vegas hotel. He got 3 games. Jordan Addison was driving 140 miles an hour and then was asleep at the wheel and got a DUI. He got a 3-game suspension. I think we're in that three. I think the ceiling is now 5 games for Rashee Rice. Or if I'm the Chiefs, I'm really upset about this. Wait, how can you tell me that Jordan Addison is a 3-game suspension, yet Rashee Rice is a 6 or 8-game suspension? I kind of think we're somewhere in that 3 to 5 range with Rashee Rice. That's my takeaway from what I saw earlier this week. What's yours?
Yeah, you know what? Look, it's going to be interesting because with Addison, this isn't, as you pointed out, this is not the first time that he's gotten himself into trouble, you know, with something involving a car. I mean, this is now a pattern where a couple of years ago drove, as you said, 140, and then this last time got the DUI. Rice is very interesting. His case is very interesting in the sense of, I mean, this is a guy who, let's be honest, drove well over 100 miles an hour, slammed into some people, had no idea if they were okay, if they were dead, if they were in need of immediate attention, and then fled the scene, which is about the most embarrassing, cowardly thing that you could possibly have done. Now, thankfully, nobody died. Nobody got seriously injured. And so I think that's the question here. Like, does the NFL look at this and say, okay, horrible mistake, horrific judgment, but ultimately nobody ended up being, you know, changed for life, essentially. If they look at it that way, I think it is probably a 3 to 4 game suspension based on some of the other things we've seen. If they look at it as, okay, you not only did this, then you fled, and that makes it much worse in our eyes, I think it could be 6. I still think it's like 4 to 6. I think that's the range. I could see a scenario where it's 4 and Rice appeals and it goes to 3. I'd be shocked if it's less than 3. I know there are some people who think maybe it'd be 2. I think it's more than 2, but he's not a repeat offender, and so that helps him. He seemed contrite when he's talked about it. That has helped him. But it's hard with the NFL because, as you know, it's kind of a dartboard with them. You never really know how they're going to approach it, you know, a situation, you know, one to another.
Let's move to some big picture stuff that I want to get your opinion on. I'm looking at the big three in the AFC, and it's been pretty constant. I guess a two-part question here. You have Kansas City as the best team in the AFC. I do. I don't really know how you can have that otherwise at this point in the season. Who do you see as the bigger threat? Do you see it to be Baltimore or Buffalo? And then on the other question is there another team that you see that can potentially get in that conversation? Is there another team in the Denver, Chargers, Houston, maybe Pittsburgh? Is there any other team in the AFC that you think can be a threat to those top three teams?
I'll start with that question. I don't think so. If I had to pick a team, I'd give you Pittsburgh. If I had to, and I don't think they're going to be. But if you said to me, pick one, the argument for Pittsburgh is that they're very good defensively, they're really well coached, and Rodgers just has one more really good year in him. That just, he turns it back, not even an MVP-level type thing, but, you know, he throws for 4,100 yards and 28 touchdowns. Like, something where you go, all right, you know, they have a real game. Caleb Johnson's a good rookie running back, and they can push. You know, they can be interesting. The Bengals, I would pick the Bengals, except for the fact I just don't think we can stop anybody. I was at their camp on Wednesday last week, and I think offensively they're going to score 30 points, and defensively I think they're going to give up 30 points. The top three teams, I'm in complete agreement. Look, the Chiefs are the favorite until somebody beats them. I mean, not only do they win year in, year out, but they went on the road, they went at home, they beat everybody they fed. I mean, they haven't lost an AFC playoff game in regulation in Mahomes' career. So, look, I honestly think it's a weird way to answer this, but it's the truth for me. The Bills, I think, are the bigger threat because they just play the Chiefs better. Allen is a very, very, very difficult quarterback to defend for them. They love to, you know, they love to use that big offensive line
to really kind of control the game. I will say this. I think Buffalo's defense is vulnerable this year. I think they've lost some pieces. We'll see how some of those additions up front work out. I think Baltimore's got the better roster. I think Baltimore's clearly a better team on paper than Buffalo is. But the problem with Baltimore is the same problem they've had forever. They just never win these games. They get into these games, and it's the same thing every time. Lamar doesn't play well in the playoffs. They can't get explosive plays. They make mistakes, and they go home. So, like, I think Baltimore's better than Buffalo. But I think Buffalo is the tougher matchup for Kansas City.
I want to get your thoughts on some of the national stories as well. Let's start with this. What do you think happens with Micah Parsons? It feels like a lot of noise. It feels like a lot of drama just for him to sign a deal 3 days prior to the start of the season.
Yeah, look, I mean, if I had to bet $100, it would be that he signs in Dallas long term. Right? I mean, this is what Jerry does. Jerry's to the point, I don't even know that Jerry really cares if they win games. Jerry just cares if he's got some headlines. And he's getting them with this. You know, people are paying attention. Mike is pissed. His agent's upset. Jerry's saying things that are borderline, if not completely outlandish. But in the end, like, Jerry does this. Jerry did this last year with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. We held the line and held the line and held the line. And they got to, like, an hour from the season, and then he overpaid everybody. That's what he does. He did this with Zeke Elliott years ago. So I look at Parsons and say, look, I get it. He could be the rare guy who just says, no, I don't care. I'm done with this. I've dug my heels in. But money is usually a pretty good balm, and I just expect Jerry's going to make him the highest-paid player in defensive history. I think he's going to pay him probably, you know, 42, 43 a year. Parsons will happily sign it, as he should, and that'll be it. But, yeah, I expect Jerry to get every headline out of this he possibly can for the next, you know, 3 weeks or so.
Let's keep it in the division. What about Terry McLaurin?
Again, I would be just shocked. If you are Washington, you're paying almost nobody. I mean, if you look at the cap sheet, really, Daron Payne's getting paid, Tunsil and D-Bar getting paid short-term, but not long-term. You got Jaden Daniels for the cheap rookie deal for the next 4 years. Like, what? You're not going to pay this guy? I don't care that he's 30. I don't care. He is incredibly durable, incredibly consistent. He has done nothing but be a professional, uber-productive player. And you just went to the NFC Championship game for the first time in a generation. You're not going to pay this guy? I just cannot imagine that you're going to blow up the momentum and the goodwill that you had by not paying McLaurin. And if you don't, like, let's just live in a world for a second where they really just don't do it. Okay, who's your number one receiver? Deebo? That offense is atrocious without McLaurin. That offense is Daniels and nobody if they don't have Terry McLaurin. So, look, I think he ends up getting something like a three-year deal. You know, 34, 35 a year. They'll guarantee the first couple of years, essentially. I think that's the sweet spot for where it ends up.
Last player, James Cook. This is a story right now that isn't really making a lot of national headlines. Like, the Bills really need him. I know their reluctancy to want to pay a running back, but they are a drastically different team when they've got somebody to take the rushing load away from Josh Allen. How do you see that scenario playing out?
You know, that's a tough one, Carrington, because when you look at them, their entire offseason, I wrote about this. I actually gave Brandon Bean a lot of credit for this. Like, they signed a lot of guys this offseason that's extensions. Rousseau, Bernard, Shakir, Benford. They kind of have like a blitz of those extensions. And yet Cook is sitting here, and you just wonder, oh, Kyron Williams just signed. And Kyron Williams, statistically, he's been better than Cook. So you wonder, is that kind of the benchmark here? Do you go, all right, like, let's just basically match that contract and call it good? Or does Cook want more than that? And the Bills say, well, we don't want to get locked into a running back long term. I think you pay him. Like, he's a running back. He's not making $30, $40 million a year. You pay him, you know, $12 million, and you're probably good. Like, I don't think it's that much of a backbreaker financially, but some teams just don't want to pay guys. You know, they didn't pay Devin Singletary years ago. Ivan Cook is better than Devin Singletary. But I'm with you. Like, if they don't sign him, you know, is this one of these deals where Cook says, okay, cool, I'll be back in the middle of the year because I'm not going to get beat up. And if he is gone for a while, it does hurt. He's a tremendous – I could argue he's the most, talented weapon they have on the team. I mean, Tim or Shakir. I don't know if they're going to sign him long-term. That one is really interesting.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show. He does great work for Sports Illustrated. You'll hear him from time to time pop on the show. Matt, man, I'm always excited when you start to make more frequent appearances. That means the football season is right around the corner, man. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Anytime. Take care.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.